Relax, America. You have been saved. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The U.S. Senate has saved American workers from a wage increase yet again. It was a close call. The minimum wage bill has the support of a majority of senators and a majority of Americans. But the Senate was organized in such a way as to prevent majority rule, because if this stuff passed too easily, the two sides couldn't hold news conferences scolding each other. And if they couldn't scold each other, voters wouldn't pay attention. Nobody would vote, the government would fall, and Vladimir Putin's troops would occupy the East Coast. So the wage increase died, and the opinion that won the day was this one, expressed by economist Michael Strain.
Raising the cost of hiring a minimum wage worker when so many minimum wage workers are unemployed is not the best thing for the economy.
So thinking this through, if raising wages would actually hurt the minimum wage workforce, that would mean that if we lowered the minimum wage to reduce the cost of hiring a minimum wage worker, unemployment should instantly go down. So why doesn't Congress just cut the pay for minimum wage workers and explain that it's doing it for their own good? Imagine how grateful they would be. And in fact, by keeping the federal minimum at $7.25 since 2009, Congress has effectively been cutting it every year thanks to inflation. So it's time they claim some credit for doing these workers a favor. I even have a cute campaign rhyme they could use. Are you ready? We're cutting your wage, but just to be fair, we'll legalize pot so you'll no longer care. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.